Hello, everybody. Welcome back to this moment. Welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Today, we are going to focus on the visualization of the chakra system. Always good to have a little chakra tune-up thrown in the mix, right? I don't think anyone is mad about it. A chakra-focused practice for today. So just slowly allow yourself this opportunity to come into the moment, to lay your body down and consider how you feel, how warm you feel, how supported. And after you've made these considerate considerations, maybe then you bring a blanket to go on top of you. Maybe something under the knees or head, neck or backs of hands, something to cover the eyes. And bring your feet slightly apart. Backs of hands, elbows and shoulders touching the ground. Feel your head, your spine centered. Your eyes can gently close. The eyelids, even tips of eyelashes, relax. Inviting each and every part of you back to this space. Inviting each and every part of your physical body to become looser and looser. Feel an energetic untangling now. Allow the whole body to become connected into that sense of letting go, beginning to relax. Feeling this untangling mentally, as well as emotionally, energetically, physically. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. Unravel, untangle. Through the mouth, clear it out, create some new space, a letting go. Through the nose, breathe in, get into those tense, tight, tangled bits. Exhale, an unraveling, a release, a softening, a letting go. Through the nose, breathe in, fill up, expand out, create space. Exhale, let it all go, release, relax. And simply be aware of the natural, organic breath, the spontaneous, effortless breath. Witness it coming in, and then witness it flowing out. Without making any effort to breathe in or out, allow the breath and the awareness to blend, to braid together, to merge now. Breath and awareness. From the throat to the navel, the breath comes in. Then from the navel to the throat, the breath flows out. And of course, this breathing process, this rhythm goes on, is happening all of the time. But here and now, in this moment, you are witnessing it consciously, this process of the natural breath that causes the body to move, to shift, maybe shake, maybe shimmy. In some places, this movement of energy is slow, soft, and paced. And in other places, spaces, moments, it's fast and swift. Draw your awareness and feel into your stomach, moving up and moving down. Connect and feel into your throat and the chest, the rising up and the falling down. The natural breathing process. Keep watching each and every breath. And any time the mind wanders, draw it back to the awareness of the breath. Nurture this awareness. Nurture the breath constant and continuous, effortless awareness. A continued, effortless detangling. Now, within this renewed space, this place in your body, create an intention for your nidra today. The wish of the soul, your sankalpa. Allow your intention to be of a simple and present tense, and repeat it 3 times, bringing it, delivering it into the cells of the body, the bones, the organs, your whole being. Allow the resonance of your sankalpa to be experienced through your whole being. Let it wash through all of you. Trust and release it. Catch and release. Now connecting and opening to a rotation of consciousness. I will guide you through different parts of the body. You will feel your way into them, sense them, and maybe repeat their name internally as I say them. Begin on the right side of your body. Remember, no movement. Simply feel the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, all 5 fingers together, the right palm, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side, ribs, waist, hip, groin, right buttock, right thigh, right hamstring, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, the right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, all 5 toes together. Could you visualize the whole right side of your body? See, sense, and move into the whole right side of your body. Now awareness flows into the left side of the physical body and lands in and on the left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left little finger. Sense all five fingers together. The left palm, through back of hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left side ribs, waist, hip, groin, buttock, thigh, hamstring, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, left ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, your left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, all five toes at once. Visualize the whole left side of the body. See, sense, move into just the left side of you. Prepping your consciousness to travel alternately from right to left. A lulling sway from side to side. The perfect remedy for a little tangle. From the toes, we'll flow up to the top of the head. Start from the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right sole of foot, left sole of foot, both soles together, right heel, left heel, both heels together, right ankle, left ankle, both ankles, the right calf, left calf, both calf muscles together, right knee, left knee, both knees together, right thigh, left thigh, both thighs together, right hamstring, left hamstring, both hamstrings together, the right glute, left glute, entire buttocks as one, right hip, left hip, both hips together, the waist, the low part of the belly, mid belly, upper belly, the entire abdomen together, the navel, the stomach, the right side of the torso, the left side of the torso, the right chest, the left chest, the center of the chest, the entirety of the chest together, right shoulder, right armpit, left armpit, the right arm, left arm, right elbow, left elbow, right forearm, left forearm, right wrist, right palm and back of hand, left palm through back of hand, right thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, left thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, right shoulder, left collarbone, hollow between the collarbones, the back of the neck, the front of the neck, the whole neck together, and sensing the chin, the jaw, lower lip, upper lip, both lips together, the right cheek, left cheek, both cheeks together, right ear, left ear, both ears together, all of the teeth, both gums, the tongue, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, bridge of the nose, the whole of the nose, eyebrow center, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eye, left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, both eyebrows together, right temple, left temple, the forehead, hairline, crown of the head, the whole face, and the whole head and neck together. The right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the center space between shoulder blades, the upper back and spine, center of the back, mid-spine, low back, low spine, right side of the back, the left side of the back, the whole back of your torso, the length of the spine, top to bottom, the whole spine base, all the way up to the top. Feel the whole of the spine. And expand the awareness of the bony vertebra, going deeper into this delicate interior of the spinal cord. Visualize the whole spinal column like a rope. Awareness of the whole spinal column. And visualize each of the chains, each of the vertebra, each of the rings of living bone. Feel every part from the base of the spine up to the third eye center, point between your eyebrows. Visualize just your spine lying on the floor. Only the spine, not any other part of the body. Feel as if you are standing nearby and watching, observing the spine, the very bottom, the tip of the tailbone. And here, see a stem emerging from the inside. And at the top of this stem, a red flower is forming and blossoming. And around the flower are several leaves, beautiful green leaves, with drops of dew glistening on them like pearls. If you shake the leaves, the pearls fragment into many small little glistening beads. If you shake it again, the small beads come together again to form those big pearls. As you shake the leaves, the water comes together and then breaks apart, disperses in fragments. This lotus flower, this red flower at the root chakra, the base of the spine, is dark red with four petals. You are looking at it from the top because the root is underneath the spinal cord, which is lying on the floor. Then, at the base of the spine, in the sacral chakra, at the pelvis, just above the red flower, see the orange lotus with 6 petals. The leaves also have drops of glistening water on them, just like those at the root. You can shake them in the same way all the water disperses into many pearl-like drops. Shake it again, and the water comes back together. The giant pearls form. Now, as you begin to travel up to just behind the navel, visualize a 10-petaled yellow lotus flower, the solar plexus chakra. See the leaves sparkling from underneath with pearl-like drops of dew. And up behind the chest at the heart chakra, see a 12-petaled emerald green lotus flower. It has many leaves underneath, covered with many tiny drops of glistening dew. Visualize the green lotus. Feel the pulsing of the heart chakra. And rise up, coming to the neck, to the throat chakra. A 16-petaled blue lotus, many leaves underneath, the dew drops glistening like pearls. Now at the third eye, behind eyebrow center, see a 2-petaled violet lotus with 2 leaves beneath it, covered with dewdrops, glistening like pearls, vibrating here. And as you rise up beyond the third eye, to and beyond the top of the head, sensing into the vast crown chakra. So many petals here at the crown chakra. The water droplets are gleaming all around the bottom of them, opening to the crown of the head, connecting upwardly now. Endless petals, endless white petals. Feel this. Shimmering crown chakra. And draw back down to the third eye, Ajna, to the violet across the forehead. Drop down into Vishuddhi, into the depths of the blue throat. Drop down into Anahata, the vibrant green infusing the whole of your chest, the center of your heart. And drop down to your solar plexus, Manipura, at the navel, to the sunshine yellow opening up all across your navel, your upper belly. Again, drop down to Svadhisthana, to the sacral chakra, bathing across and through your pelvis, bright orange through to the sacrum. Now to the grounded, rooted strength of Muladhara, to the deep red swirling at the tip of the tailbone, and down through the legs. Visualize and feel the energy of each chakra and whatever sensations, emotions, memories, thoughts, visuals are emanating from them. And once again, as you rise up through the staircase of the chakras, from the red, the orange, sunshine yellow, emerald green, the blue, the violet, the shimmering white. And from the white to the violet, to the blue, to the green, to the yellow, to the orange, and to the grounded red. Connecting to the feeling, the vibration, the swirling energy of each of the chakra centers. Visualize these colors not only becoming bigger, but brighter too. Brighter and brighter, more iridescent from the dew from underneath each of the petals. Bathe in the hydration of those dewdrops. The richness, the vibration from each chakra color. Bathe in the energies. Be with the energy. Then come back to Anahata, the green heart chakra, the most vibrant emerald green emanating from the center of chest. And come back to the resonance of your Sankalpa. Connect to your soul promise like a familiar dear friend. Repeating your Sankalpa now 3 more times. Now moving, gliding back into your physical body, back to your body, lying on the floor, sensing the connection of your arms and legs resting on the floor, an awareness of your back and your head connected to the floor, a connection to every single supported cell of your being. Become aware once again of your environment, your surroundings. Aware of yourself being connected to the room that you're in. Aware that you are practicing yoga nidra. Aware of the whole environment and your whole body in it, practicing yoga nidra. Now allow your body to gently start to move into the environment, deepening the breath, movements in belly, ribs, and chest, collarbones, little movements in fingers and toes. If you're ready, when you're ready, begin to stretch and awaken the whole body. Choosing to either curl up over onto your side to rest, maybe gently come to a seated position, stay on your back, flip to your belly. Deepening the breath, connect to your inhale and your exhale. Landing here. We're going to practice mantra. Feel free to tune in and tone in with me, or allow my om to become yours. Some mantra medicine to close our practice. So you'll inhale through the nose, and while you exhale through the mouth, you can allow the vibration of om to vibrate through your whole being. Again, my om can become yours, or you can tone with me. In through the nose, inhale deeply. Two more opportunities to join in if it makes sense, if it's good and right. In through the nose. Om through the mouth. Om. One more time. Notice the residue of that om resonance. Move into it. Pause here. Give thanks to yourself for carving out this space to practice, to reconnect, to cleanse and clear. Pause. Notice how you feel. Connect to the feelings that your yoga nidra has cultivated today. The feelings, the space within you. Be with this experience. Be fully with your experience and yourself in it. Aware of your whole body, your whole being. Connecting back. How do you feel physically? Mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually. Connect. Feel. Simply be. It's more than enough. With my hands at my Anahata emerald green heart chakra, I bow to you. I am infinitely grateful for you. Keep practicing. Keep feeling. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.